Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Vic and young Russell. Vic is established at the library table, playing himself a sluggish and somewhat dishonest game of solitaire. Russell occupies a corner of the Davenport and reads aloud from a volume of colorful fiction.
That was a highly enjoyable hug and kiss, gloated Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley, carefully wiping his lips on the sleeve of his coat. Lady Margaret broke into a rude guffaw to hide her embarrassment. Kisses are like roses, she blurted, toying with a mother-of-pearl handle on her dainty pink parasol. In what way? Inquired the handsome young officer. But before his question could be answered, a blood-curdling shriek was heard, and a ferocious mountain lion leaped into view.
We get some action at last, huh?
Uh-huh.
It's about time. I get quite ill when those two half-wits skulk around hugging and kissing.
Yeah. But before his question could be answered, a blood-curdling shriek was heard, and a ferocious mountain lion leaped into view. When he spied Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley and Lady Margaret, he jumped over a clump of bushes and disappeared. The handsome young officer looked after the flying beast, remarking, I guess we scared him. Yes, it looked like it, replied the beautiful woman. Let's share another hug and kiss now, suggested Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley, baring his great square teeth the color of rich old ivory. Lady Margaret whimpered and lowered her marvelous silken eyelashes. The young lovers...
for Pete's sake.
The young lovers clasped hands and...
Was that lion just a false alarm? Do we get back to the kissing again?
Yeah.
Well, the author's a cheat.
Uh-huh. The young lovers clasped hands...
Well, skip down to some action.
Okay.
I call it dirty pool to get the reader all tense and expectant by introducing a ferocious lion and then let the nitwit lion hop over a clump of bushes and disappear. I call it dirty
Here's
pool.
Here's action. A huge lizard slithered across the clearing. A huge lizard slithered across the clearing. Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley whipped out his two automatic revolvers and blazed away at the terrible monster. Lady Margaret crouched behind a tree, half swooning and reaching for her solid gold diamond-studded bottle of smelling salts. I'll make short work of this lizard, thundered the handsome young officer, and he produced from his knapsack a dagger, a pound of dynamite, a vial of poison, a length of stout twine, a sealed drum of deadly gas, a flask of acid, a basket of corrosive lime, a jar containing a black widow spider, and a leather case full of vicious-looking straight-edged razors.
That lad carries quite an assortment of junk to protect himself with.
Yeah. Isn't anybody going to answer a nice lady when she says hello?
Hello, 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 nice lady.
Hi, Mom.
What's people doing?
I'm planting potatoes, and Russell here is talking to his friend Mr. Montgomery sitting beside him there on the Davenport.
Funny, funny man.
Well, yes, funny, funny question. Didn't one glance tell you I was playing solitaire and Russell was reading?
Oh, no, we're not that touchy, are we?
Sure.
Hey, Gov, the lizard is a false alarm, too.
Yeah?
The reptile, bleeding in 40 places, slithered back into the underbrush. I bet I deserve a hug and kiss for that, don't I? Crowed Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley. Lady Margaret blushed, blinked, coughed, and tittered.
Oh, Sunday.
I've been out in the backyard.
Scheming and plotting to overthrow the government, I bet.
Visiting with Miss Donahue.
Miss Donahue and I are going to run away to Peoria and get married.
Miss Donahue's got troubles.
She can't conquer the tobacco chewing habit.
Their vacation starts next Monday, and they're just dreading it.
What are you talking about?
It's the same ordeal every year.
What ordeal's that?
Him.
Pa Donahue?
Sure. He hates for his vacation to come along. Just shrinks back from summertime on account of it.
I think we got several pages of action here, Gov. The handsome young officer helped himself to 8 kisses in rapid succession and then prepared to battle the band of head-hunting counterfeiters. Be careful, sweetheart, crooned Lady Margaret as she nervously twisted the thick rope of her priceless pearls which dangled from her snowy throat clear down to the toe of her fashionable French boot. Be careful and don't let those scoundrels take you unawares. Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley snarled at the rascally leader of the law.
I don't believe I want to hear any more of that, Walter.
No, so silly.
No, but down here in the next...
Read to yourself.
Hell.
Wouldn't surprise me out of 10 years' growth if it come up for rain tonight.
The weatherman says rain.
Oh, does he?
Scattered thunder showers before morning, followed by sharp drop in temperature.
It's so muggy out.
Uh-huh. What was that about Donahue?
He's not home. He's taking a freight drag to Kansas City. Deadheading back tomorrow.
No, I mean, what was that about his dreading the summertime?
Oh, that. Well, you know about that.
Well, maybe I do, but memory's vaults don't seem to yield up.
Vacations are such misery for Mr. Donahoe.
Why?
Vic, this comes up every single year. You just can't have forgotten.
Refresh my mind a little. Why are vacations such misery for Pa Donahue?
His life gets turned upside down 2 whole weeks.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
Well, sure.
How you mean?
Well, how would I mean?
Well, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I think you're just too lazy to use your head and would rather just sit back and let me do your thinking for you.
Okay. I'm not burning up with curiosity. Let's forget the whole business.
Yes, let's do.
Uh-oh.
However, it is vaguely intriguing to hear somebody say their next-door neighbor looks forward to his vacation with dread and loathing.
Uh-oh.
All pipe down.
The third Lieutenant Stanley loosens his grip on the throat of a head-hunting counterfeiter, and the head-hunting counterfeiter...
You're told to read to yourself.
Take your book outdoors, Margaret.
You're not interested in our third lieutenant?
No.
Well, Mom, I know you.
No.
Okay, I'll keep this information to myself.
Do that, old pal.
Hmm.
Say, Diddy Wady, tell Pretty Victor why Pa Donahue dreads his vacation.
It turns his life upside down. He sleeps daytimes and works nighttimes. Does that 50 weeks out of the year.
Oh, I see.
How long comes the summer and he has to quit work and go on vacation, and that means 2 whole big, terrible, agonizing weeks of trying to sleep nighttimes and stay awake daytimes.
Well, shucks, he ought to
see, every year they spend their vacation with her people in Pontiac. It's horrible for Mr. Donahue. He lays in bed all them nights wide awake as a horse. Daytimes, he sits out in the yard or on the porch trying to smile and carry on conversations with his in-laws and fighting and struggling and straining in every muscle, attempting to keep his eyes open.
Oh, you can't tell me a grown man can't...
Daytimes, he fights and struggles and works and strains trying to keep awake. Nighttimes, he fights and struggles and works and strains trying to go to sleep. He'd rather take 40 whippings and go on a vacation.
What's he go on vacation for?
He has to. Railroad regulations. Every employee's got to take 2 weeks off.
Would you people be interested?
No.
Well, Third Lieutenant Clinton
no.
Stanley.
Why don't he go someplace besides Pontiac?
What would the difference be? Might as well be Pontiac as anywhere.
Why don't he just stay home?
That wouldn't be any vacation.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, it wouldn't.
There's a woman's logic for you. Kind of.
And anyway, Miss Donahue's people expect him to spend that 2 weeks in Pontiac.
Oh, shucks.
Anyway, Mr. Donahue don't care for vacations wherever he is.
And anyway, ice cream made with strawberries is delicious.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing's about the size of it.
Mm.
I'm positive you people will
no.
be
out.
Third Lieutenant Stanley.
Yeah,
never mind. Mm. No, but Mr. Donahue hates vacations anyway, you care to look at him. He hates leisure and sitting around. You know how he is, always around with a sprinkling can or a lawnmower or fixing a garbage box or something. Wants to keep busy. Has to have something to occupy his hands.
Why don't he buy a mandolin and sit on the seashore ogling the pretty girls and strum sweet little melodies?
I expect you
no.
people...
No.
Why, I wasn't going to read out loud...
Miserable and agonizing and awful and rotten.
Who, me?
Mr. Donahue's vacation. She cried a little out in the backyard just now.
Old man Donahue did?
I said she.
14
horrible, wretched days of fighting and struggling and working and straining, trying to keep awake. 14 horrible, wretched nights of fighting and struggling and working and straining, trying to go to sleep.
He.
I feel so sorry for him.
This is a pretty bitter pill, being forced to take a 2-week vacation.
Sarcasm, huh?
You betcha.
I'm going out on the front porch.
Going out there and have a private little cry?
Gone out there and sit in the swing and see if there's any fresh air.
I'm going to stay in here.
Suit yourself.
Russell, honey, read me out of your book.
Hmm?
Go ahead. Read about where they hug and kiss.
You mean it?
Sure.
Yeah. That was a highly enjoyable kiss, gloated Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley, carefully wiping his lips on the sleeve of his coat. Lady Margaret broke into a rude guffaw to conceal her embarrassment. Kisses are like roses, she blurted, toying with a mother-of-pearl handle on her dainty pink parasol. In what way, inquired the handsome young officer, revealing his huge square teeth the color of rich old ivory. But before his question could be answered, a blood-curdling shriek was heard and a ferocious mountain lion leaped into view.
We concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.